Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon. It's Keith Everett here at Pensacola Business Radio, broadcasting live from DeVillers Square, and I have a very special episode coming on this afternoon. We have Mr. Thomas Booker. We have Laura and we have Sierra all here to represent the Young Entrepreneurs Academy. So this is a sort of a kickoff for Thomas. This is going to be the beginning of what's hopefully going to be a fruitful radio show for him, as if you didn't have your hands in enough things already, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, Thomas, I'm going to turn it over to you. These are your guests. Let's talk about the Young Entrepreneur Academy.
Well, thank you. Today we have Sierra Moore. She is 11 years old and the CEO of Coterie Beads. So please join me in welcoming Sierra Moore. How are you doing today, Sierra?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. How was your day at school?
Fun. Very fun.
That's good. So now tell me a little bit about your business and the YEA program.
Well, I started out with a spray kind of business where you make powders to enhance flavors of water. So those things didn't work. So I decided to disband that idea. Also because the powders taste pretty bad. But then we had a snow cone business. Cost $700 to get a license, and you had to be 18 or older in order to take it, so that didn't work. So I decided to just go with the jewelry business, and I thought it'd be kind of nice. It seemed kind of fun, incredible, stellar almost, and it's great profit margins and a lot of fun. I think the YEA program is an overall great experience. There's so many people there who are just willing to help you and walk you through this great step. And it's so crazy how you just believe that children can do more than what they're expected of.
Right.
How kids are told you can't do this because you're too young or you're not smart enough or you're not ready. And I think it's incredible that they're able to teach you that you can do it. It's possible. Don't let people tell you no.
Right. And so this is your 6-month mark, correct?
Yes.
So tell me what has been your biggest achievement and your biggest downfall?
I'm going to say my biggest achievement was reaching our year-end sales projections and also some new plannings with like 30 to 60-second videos. And I think that'll work pretty well to show people we have a funny side and it's also kind of a way to interact with people. I'm going to say my biggest downfall was not getting my business website up and probably taking a couple months off this summer to go to sailing camp and an art camp. That kind of slowed down a little.
So wait a second. Let me get this straight. You met your yearly projections and you're only 6 months in?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is very cool. I think you're okay that the website maybe didn't work out as fast as you thought it would. So that's very impressive.
Thank you. It's going to be up absolutely for Black Friday. So
that's good.
We're going to work on that.
So we all know that the jewelry business, it's a really big business, but how do you stand out against your competitors?
Well, Coterie Beads has a long line of unique, incredible jewelry that I have encountered so many women who say, your prices, they're just so low. How do we know it's real? Well, I can prove it to them, but I also like to just try to engage a great relationship with your customers so that they believe in you, because I like to just tell them that it's the jewelry that's set in sterling silver. Don't have any diamonds, but it's set in sterling silver and it's so unique. And again, so many women have told me it's so affordable. How do you make it like that? And it's just because of good profit margins, great people around Pensacola. I'm going to say it, that maybe this may not be true, but I think they have a great taste in fashion.
Right. And people often mistake, you know, low prices for low quality.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing to see that you're making it affordable for other people, yet you're still providing that high quality jewelry that you have.
Thank you.
And so when you're looking back on being a CEO since the YEA program, do you think being a CEO is different now than it was then?
Yes. For one, when I first looked at it, I said, oh my gosh, this is going to be such a great time. It's so fun. It's having a jewelry business. It's having businesses run by children. Of course, most people say that it has a great downfall, but it's very fun. And I thought it was like so crazy. It was incredible to just start out with the YEA program and walk your way through the whole process and then run all the way back to, oh my gosh, now that I have a business, I'm sitting here and it's a lot more work than you planned it would be.
Right.
And it's still fun, but the 2 months I took off for the summer to have a little fun kind of led to the downfall of my website. So I would say you always have to work on it a little bit every day, and it's an incredible program. I think it's very great what people do for children these days.
Right. And then is there anything that you would do differently in regards to, because you had four different businesses coming in and throughout the duration of the YEA program. Is there anything you would do differently in regards to, you know, changing your Coterie Beach from something different like the vegetable packets?
Probably go back and work on my website more every day. And then most likely to go and check what you have. Make sure you have enough of what you're going to get. Make sure that you get your product before you really run with everything, before you do your mission statement, before you run with your executive statement, before you do everything like your business plan. Make sure you have everything you need, and it's going to go great, that all your calculations are right, everything's good, and you'll just make sure that you have everything perfect in order to do it right.
Right, and it's great that what I see in you is that you look back and you're reflecting on what you've done in the past with your past experiences, yet you're still learning from it, and you're using that towards, you know, your gain for your business and your other adventures. So what's going on in Coterie Beads? What's new?
Well, we're going to be doing the 30-60-second videos. We're going to use mannequins, headless, jewelry displays. I think it's going to be really cool. We also have another program that we started about last month. It's where you can be an organization and you can sign up, and you can call us and we'll give you a code, and anyone who enters that code can, for your business, if you want to raise money, anyone who enters that code can get some of the profits that we make off of the jewelry being sold. You can get some of those profits, and in about a week we'll give you the check that you earned, and I think it'll be pretty cool. Just to have people have this really easy solution to making money.
That's really good, really good. So where do you see your company as far as, you know, growing? Where do you see it going from here?
I would like to try and get it in a couple stores. We are trying to get in maybe a few stores. We don't want to go all out. It's more of an internet-based business right now, but it will be. But because we don't have the website, we're kind of around town every now and then, and we just like to hang out and sell some jewelry and tell people about the business in hopes that they'll go to our website when it's up.
So if somebody's trying to find you now, where do we send them to?
When our website will be up, it'll be www.coterbeads.com. We have Facebook and Twitter and also Periscope. It's where you can have live videos, and you can shoot live videos from wherever you are, and there can be people who you know, who you don't know, and they'll check out your broadcast and say, oh wow, that's really cool, or I like what they're doing, and they can follow you on Twitter or follow you on just Periscope.
So what are you on Facebook? If somebody's looking for you on Facebook, what do they look up?
At Coterie Beads.
Okay, how do you spell that though? Because I've noticed you've got a spelling that people will probably need to know.
Coterie, or capital BEADS.
Very cool. Okay, and so they can find you there, they can contact you through there, they can order stuff from there.
Yes.
Yeah, very cool. I'm sorry, Thomas, I'm jumping in here, but I'm very curious. How many beads are you making now? How many pieces of jewelry are you making now, do you think, like a week or a month?
We don't make them, but we sell them.
Okay.
So you're saying how many do I sell?
Yeah, again? Yeah. What are you producing?
Usually it depends on what month it is. Earlier this year, we had this trip to Orlando, and it was a very great experience. It was so beautiful there, and there was a very nice lady, and she bought, I'm going to say about $200 worth of jewelry, and that was a really good, really good thing.
Very cool. So you guys you're growing. I mean, you're making some progress enough to keep going and keep doing this, huh?
Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah, and one last thing before we turn over to our next guest is, you're such a role model for the young people in the community because, you know, it's 2015. Things are not what they used to be. There's a lot of, you know, different things that can deter you from your actual goal. So what are some things that you would advise the young kids here in Pensacola and in the surrounding areas to do for their future?
I would say number one, never give up. Because, like the old saying, if at first you don't succeed, try again. The second thing I would say is, if your business doesn't work out, find your problem and use that for your next time to be able to convert that over to what you'll do in the next one. I'm going to say thirdly, you can find a good mentor. I know the A program, they gave us some really nice mentors. They were such nice people. I love my mentor. He is so nice. And they just really help you take a step from what you thought you knew to what you now know that you know.
Well, thank you for being a guest on our show. We'll leave the mic open for you for an open table discussion. Okay. And I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you for letting me be here, Thomas.
Thank you. So now our next guest is Miss Laura Brewer. She is the IV coordinator at Pensacola High School. Please join me in welcoming Miss Laura Brewer.
Hello. Thanks, Thomas, for having me.
Thank you. So tell me a little bit about the IV program.
The IV program is located at Pensacola High School, and we are an international baccalaureate program that's worldwide. There's more than 2,000 schools in over 143 countries. And I think what's really unique about our program is that we are for college-bound students. So we are preparing them to get into the best universities in the world and setting them above the rest.
That's amazing because, wow. You know, you see people like Sierra who has that mindset and that mentality to be able to succeed better than the other people in the rest of the world because they want to be able to be on top. And so tell the viewers here or the listeners who are in here listening that, what is like a normal day for an IV student?
A normal day for an IV student. Well, what I think is great about our students is they're all there because they want to learn. They want to learn as much as they can and they want to be successful. So they're surrounded by like-minded peers. They're walking in the halls with traditional students, which I think is great too, because, you know, I think we all are PHS tigers and that's most important. But they have a really heavy load. They have five really core classes they take. They take an English, they take a foreign language class. We offer French or Spanish. They take an advanced placement class or an IB class that's already college level at the time of their freshman year, which is huge. They take a math track, and then they also take a science track. And they have some electives options too, but they have a really heavy course load, but also we want them to explore their elective options depending on what they're interested in. So a student like Sierra might like to take some art classes or some different things because she sounds like she's pretty creative and innovative.
That sounds like fun.
Yes.
And that's the thing that is really, that's different from PHS because they let you, well, PHS IB rather, is that they let you go off into the different tracks. And so tell the listeners about how students can go off of different tracks because when you get to junior year, you're able to branch out into other subjects.
Absolutely. Well, I think what's really unique is sometimes people think, you know, our students are only like STEM students. They only like math or science. And that's not the case. We really care about making a well-rounded student, a student who is comprehensive in many different subjects. And so we have students who are really accelerated in their sciences and they're taking higher level physics and biology and chemistry and math. And we have other students who are really interested in the arts or the theater, or they're also very good in English or their foreign languages. So there's different tracks for each student. And so if a student's not a strong math student, we have a certain track for them. And if a student is, you know, a really strong science student, we have a different track for them. So I think it's really important that it's really a good program for any student. If they're interested in college, it's not just for certain types of students.
Right. And that's the good thing about it is because you're able to become well-rounded because IB has, you know, the different regulations for having community service hours mm-hmm. and, you know, having to do these certain amount of classes and things like that. So tell us a little bit about CAS because that's community service with a twist.
Absolutely. And when I was listening to Sierra, it made me smile because she's already kind of starting ahead. You know, the one thing about IB is we don't just care about the academics. We care about making, again, a well-rounded student. We have 10 learner profiler words that we want to help students develop into caring, inquires, reflective, knowledgeable, of course. And there's some more. So CAS is one of the things that students have to do, which is a project-based leadership project they do starting off on their junior year. And even students in 9th and 10th grade have to start off doing some service hours, because we don't care just about helping ourselves. We care about giving back to the community and making students leaders. And so they start a CAS project, and they're supposed to have a teacher or a CAS coordinator mentor that helps them with this project. So it sounds similar to Sierra. We don't say you have to do this specific project. We say, how do you want to impact your community? How do you want to make a difference? And so we have so many different projects going on within our school, and some students are impacting directly our students right there at Pensacola High School by doing a clothing drive to give students who don't have coats in the winter, or it could be raising money or getting canned food for kids. Last year we had a student who made a box program for students who were pregnant within the Escambia County that were still in high school, and she got lots of items donated. So there's lots of different ways, but again, it's about developing leadership characteristics and giving back to the community.
Right, and I think that's the most important thing in nowadays, is you need to give back to the community, because you're benefiting from so much of these opportunities, but yet not enough people actually give back to the community. They're sitting there and they're saying, you know, I'm just going to take what I can get instead of actually giving back. And that's one of the great benefits of PHS.
Absolutely.
Well, not only, but let's talk about that for a second, because you and Thomas, you and I were talking before, but this year you're giving back because right. you're a mentor for the YEA this right. year, right? So what do you think the biggest thing you took away from it was?
The biggest thing I took away is that I need to give back.
Yeah.
Is the actual biggest thing I've taken away from all of this, is because people have given me the opportunity to be able to do something and become a leader. But yet I don't want to be the person that says I'm just riding off the backs of the
sure.
people. And I just need to actually just give back and let other people become where I am now. Because for Sierra, for instance, you know, having an 11-year-old actually start a business is amazing.
That's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
It's very cool.
Amazing.
But people today don't recognize 11-year-old starting a business. They just see an 11-year-old. They don't look at the other side of the story. And that's the kind of things I'm trying to do, is to reveal that side of the story, that there is young people trying to do good in the world.
Right.
Because today people think that the world is evil. But yet, if you're a person in the world who is good, that means the world is not evil.
Yeah.
Therefore, proving that theory untrue. Mm. So, you know, students like Sierra, they just need to have somebody to help them to reveal themselves.
Yeah. Well, and I think you're right, sharing the other side of the coin, kind of. I mean, to know Sierra and to know this is an 11-year-old doing a business, but then to hear about how you did this and how you got to it and how many businesses, I guess you said you had four. Right. You had three. So three turned into one. Right. So obviously this is something that you tried or that you've worked through. And so to hear that piece of it, I think is huge. And you here sharing that is really cool. So
I completely agree with that. Thomas, I don't know how you do it, but I'm going to tell you right now.
He's got his hands in every cookie jar, doesn't he? I know.
He does. He's got his hands full, but I guarantee you, you're going to completely continue to amaze people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm going to keep going here with what I said. So you're giving back this year. So you're going to be a mentor. So what are you excited to see come out of the YEA this year from your side of it?
It is simply just one word, kids. It's to see the kids, you know, doing what I did a year ago.
Yeah.
And I know it's going to be really nerve-wracking for them, because they don't realize of how important being a CEO really is.
Sure. Or even what it entails.
Right. And so, you know, you just have to help them, to guide them on the right path, and then just assure them that everything is going to be okay, even though you took on this big challenge of having to be a CEO of your own company.
Yeah.
And that experience is just, it's just amazing.
Yeah. Well, and Lauren, you get to kind of sit back and sort of watch all this happen. So, I mean, talk to it from your perspective.
It's amazing. I mean, just to see what students are truly capable, you have to just guide them a little bit. And I mean, look at Sierra and look at Thomas. Amazing, amazing. Sierra, I hope you come to IB in a couple years. But I just think, again, like you said, there's nothing's impossible, you know, and again, pushing students to be as successful as they possibly can be. I think it's important to give them those opportunities.
Sure. And the tools to do it.
Absolutely. The tools and the support.
Yeah. Very cool.
Right. And so, speaking of opportunities and benefits, what does IB have to offer in regards to benefits coming out of the program?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I'm very proud to say that we had 96 students who graduated from our program last year.
Very cool.
$15 million in scholarships.
Are you serious?
Those students earned $15 million.
Wow, in 1 year.
In 1 year, those students were able to earn that much money because our students are so competitive in this college application process.
Sure.
They stand out because of what they have accomplished with their CAS projects, with their academics, being this well-rounded student.
Yeah.
And so I think that's what sets us apart. If you look at any other high school, they might graduate 400 students and it may be calculating $2, $3 million
right.
total.
Right.
So 96 students, $15 million.
Right. Yeah. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of zeros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Full ride.
I don't have a calculator in front of me to do the math how much that is per student, but that's a fair shot at a really good college education.
And I'm not just talking any school. You know, we had a senior last year, Luna Floyd, who got a full ride to Brown University.
Yeah.
You know, we have students going to Harvard, you know, and many prestigious universities in the world. So again, just setting your future up where you can do anything you want and just realizing that there is no limit.
Right. And like I said before, this all ties in. It's all like one big melting pot, how it ties in with education and business, because we often see that business education correlate really well. And so, Sierra, I'd like to bring you back in and tell me that how do they correlate with you being an 11-year-old?
I'm sorry. I don't understand what correlate means.
how do they go together? Like, how do the pieces fit in, within the puzzle?
I would say that for you to be able to raise with 96. That is so crazy. $15 million? There are some self-made millionaires out there. The kids who didn't have a guide. They didn't have anyone to teach them anything. They had to start from scratch and do it on their own. And sometimes they only get about $1,000 from their parents. And sometimes there are kids out there who don't have the right mentors. They can't do it alone. And they don't know what to do with that money. They don't know how to start it. And that's why I love the YAY program. And I think it's so incredible what you guys can do for those students. How they get so many great opportunities just by going to the school, engaging with other students, and learning and being in this great environment. I think it's incredible. It's just like the YAY program. It's healthy. It's fresh. It's a great sense of renewal. It's just amazing.
Right. And this is what both of these organizations are about, is to, you know, guide you in that path to where it's a stepping stone for your next chapter in your life. And so with the school choice application coming around, this is a great time to talk about how can one apply for the IB program.
Absolutely. The application just opened today, so it's ironic that I'm sitting here today.
We planned that.
Oh, perfect. Well, thank you.
We're going to pretend we did anyway.
Well, that was perfect. November 2nd, it opens today, and it closes December 18th. And we're obviously looking for 8th grade students, so Sierra, a couple more years, right? but any 8th grade student, and you can go to our website, www.phsibsupport.com. And you'll see right there, you can click online to apply. And again, we're looking for 8th grade students. If you are a current 9th grade student or 10th grade student, call our office, I'm sorry. And we have a different application process because it's a different level.
Sure.
But absolutely, we're looking for students and we're going to go through those applications and make our decisions for next year.
What's the number to your office?
It's 850-595-1500, and my secretary is Ms. Gilson at extension 244.
That's really good. I'd like to leave you with the same question I did Sierra, and what would you advise to the kids and whose parents are active in the kids' education?
Great question. I think, first of all, making sure that you're challenging yourself in middle school and taking difficult courses, don't be afraid. Sounds like Sierra's probably not afraid of a challenge. But making sure you develop some good study habits and getting involved. I mean, I think it's great what you're doing. I think it's great to take on this leadership role that you've already done early. But absolutely, I think those are some important steps. And then to make sure that you know your child well and again, set them up for success.
That's really, really good. How, Keith, we're about to wrap it up. Anything you would like to say?
Well, I'm kind of curious how, I want to know how these programs play in with the parents, because I know obviously they've got to be a huge part of this. I mean, Sierra's 11, so I know you're not driving to all your appointments and things you got to do. And Thomas, I know your mom brought you here today. So
right.
Obviously they're a big part of this. So, and I'm sure you guys sort of cater to all of that as well. So,
absolutely.
How does that sort of work?
We're kind of like a private school education for free. Honestly, we're kind of a gem in our county. Because again, lots of other schools in the world cost thousands of dollars for students to come to an IB program. So I just want to say that we're a free program. We definitely are working with the parents. I have lots of parents informational nights, guiding them about our program, about CAS projects. But we have some students who their parents are not involved and they are able to be successful. So I just want to say that. But yes, parent involvement is huge. We are constantly talking to parents and making sure
and carpooling,
absolutely, and having lots of informational sessions is key, making sure they have as much information as needed.
Yeah, very cool. Man, all I can say is thanks for coming in, and I am totally impressed with both of you by
me
far.
Me too.
Have blown me away. I have kids in my life that have thought about starting some businesses or have that stuff is kind of, they've seen people in need. So it's brought some conversations to the table. And me being an entrepreneur with this sort of, I jump on that kind of stuff. So to see Sierra here, 11 years old, successful and actually it's great motivation. So I get to turn around and take this interview and say, hey, look, check this out. So I'm going to start some competition in my household too.
Thomas, I just got one last thing to say. I think it's incredible you decided to be a mentor for the year program. I can't be one this year. There's a lot to do in school. But I think it's incredible you get to take on that role and show everyone, you know, what you're made of, what you learned, and how you did it. That's going to be a fun experience, and I wish the best for you.
Thank you. And that's just the same thing I'm trying to do here at Business Radio X, is to, you know, create an experience for kids that is just, to them, amazing and exciting.
Do you think a program like this or the things that you have been through will encourage you or others to stay in Pensacola to go to college, maybe at UWF or PSC, or to, if you go away, to come back and have your family here or have your business here? Do you think those things have been encouraged within you?
I really think so. I think that it is being encouraged currently at this moment, and has been in the past and will be for the future.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you always have to give back from where you came from. Most celebrities and, you know, actors and actresses and stars, etc., most of them, they don't give back to the community. A few do. I will keep in mind that a few will give back, but for the majority of the whole celebrity population is that they really don't give back. And I feel that's their biggest downfall, is that we put them on such a high pedestal, but yet what have they really done for their supporters and their followers and the people who are active in their lives as they see them succeed.
Right.
And can I just say that it's kind of nice, because I've recently just met with an IB graduate from the class of 2008, and he is back in our community working as a doctor. And he actually came to me because he's starting a charity event, and he's having something December 26th, raising awareness and money for a mental health association. So it's just so neat to see someone that I didn't have in contact with now working back in Pensacola as a doctor, and now also talking to me to raise awareness about this new event he's having, this charity event.
Well, and the reason I'd ask that is because as I've interviewed lots of people already, and as I continue to interview and do some of these local community events, a lot of the discussion that comes across, not only the political side of things, but the business side of things and the entrepreneurial, as well as the education side of things, is people here in this community and the surrounding areas are trying to create an environment that teaches great skills and leadership in the programs like you're going through, but also enhances that experience for you so that you want to stay here or come back. And I know there are a lot of brilliant minds putting a lot of money into a lot of things to find out what's going to work. And to hear you say that from your experience at YEA, you know, and the things that you've been through is fantastic, because obviously it's great to know that there's programs out there that are already creating that sort of feeling.
And Pensacola, for it being such a large city, is constantly rebuilding. And I feel like with the rebuild, it will provide a lot of opportunities for not only the general population, but targeting those young kids. And that's the kind of things that we need here in Pensacola, which I think are going to happen.
Yeah. Very cool.
Thomas, you don't mind me saying one last thing. Where can I get your cupcakes?
You can find us on Facebook at You're Just Desserts by Thomas, or you can email me at You're Just Desserts by Thomas @gmail.com.
And yeah, we didn't even talk about
well,
that.
And can I just say real quick though that he recently made cupcakes for all of the IB faculty, and they didn't know that they were from him.
Yeah.
And they were emailing me saying this was the best cupcake I've ever
Where'd
had.
They get it from, huh?
Where can I order this?
Yeah.
And they were amazed to know it was Tom's because he's a standout student in our program.
Sure.
One of our best, and I just think the world of him. So he's doing so many great things, and it's exciting.
Yeah.
To
so that was your project last year for YEA was you created a cupcake business,
right?
That is very successful. And how old are you?
15.
So 15 in cupcake business, 11 in jewelry business. Man,
we should have brought you one because they're great.
You know what? You should have brought me one. I could totally use some sugar right now.
I could use your cupcakes, especially the s'mores.
So, well, look, like I said in the beginning, this is hopefully one of your inaugural episode of some of many to come, where we're going to talk about not only YEA, but some of the other prominent things that are going on in your world and in these kinds of programs that are targeted for your education level. And just we want to share all that stuff that's going on. So congratulations.
Thank you.
By the way, first of all, and thank both of you for coming in and supporting Thomas on this. This has been absolutely fantastic. So
it's been our pleasure.
Not a problem.
We will have links to things like your cupcake stuff. We'll have links to the IB stuff up on our website when we go back to put the interview up there. If you want to look for us, we are at PCola Radio X for Twitter. We are Pensacola Business Radio for Facebook. And you can find us at our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Again, I want to thank all of our guests for coming in. And Thomas, congratulations one more time.
Thank you.
Woo!